Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Radio Sports on KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon. Broadcasting on 100.7 FM, and you may have just heard somebody cheering that we've got a full team on the Chetco Pond group there. That's outstanding. It is the 28th of June. Yes, folks, it is still June. Feels like it's been going on for a long time. It's about 6:38 p.m. Our teams are warming up out here on the Azalea Park softball fields, which, by the way, folks, just look fantastic. I mean, the improvement that's been made to these fields. We've got fences out there. We've got dirt. We've got lines drawn in the dirt. We've got dugouts. We got trees. It's outstanding. Bleachers, the whole nine yards. But another special feature you've got out here is us, Bruin Radio Sports, coming out here volunteering. Amateur hour, it is indeed. We do not do this professionally. We do this for fun. And boy, do we have a lot of fun to it. But you know what? It's not a private club. It is not just us. You too can come on out here and do exactly what we do and maybe even do it better. You've just got to find out and see. So if you're interested at all in calling plays of sports, whether it be softball or soccer or basketball or football or even anything, something more eclectic, like disc golf, which is pretty popular, though I'm not sure how you do a play-by-play of that, you just got to reach out to us. Get a hold of us at contact@kciw.org. Go to our website. Talk to one of the many people that you know have fun making Cray Coast Community Radio programs. Oh, wow. Sabrina Christopher is actually running over again. What's she getting now? Let's see. She's fixing something. We may find out in a minute. Whatever the case today, we've got the Chetco Pond team going up against the Les Schwab team. That's right, Les Schwab Tires, tire company here in town in Brookings. The weather today is a pretty decently clear blue sky, kind of a light blue, maybe a baby blue, you could say. Got a bit of a wind coming in. That's why I'm nestled up against the dugout for Chetco Pond. Try and hide from the wind so I can hear what's going on. I think our coin was flipped earlier, but I didn't get to see which team's going up first, but I'll let you folks know as soon as I know. By the way, today you'll notice if it sounds like it's just one voice, well, that's right, it's just me today. I didn't have any other volunteers who were able to come in, but we'll see if I can't snag somebody. Somebody will do it. Somebody will pick up. We'll see.
What?
Would you like to join me on the play-by-play of the game?
Well, surely I would.
See, yeah?
That's the A. That's
wow. The all right. Absolutely. Well, come on down. Hey, if you'd really like to, come join me. You can do it for as long as you like.
Check it out. We got Sheila on play-by-play.
Hey,
you got a special guest.
Special guest. Yeah. So when you're, let me clear off a seat for you.
He's a wee
somebody. Ba, 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 ba. Yeah. Feel free to bring that on up.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi.
So let me introduce you to what we got here. This little device right here is recording. It's actually recording right now. Feel free to introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, my name is Sheila Mowry, and I'm a housewife.
Oh, welcome, Sheila.
Thank you.
So this is, if you didn't, did you hear my little intro earlier?
I did.
Okay, so.
I've listened to you last game.
You did? Oh, magnificent. How'd we do?
Did great, I thought.
Hey, that's
I
great
did.
To hear. Wow. Somebody who's heard our show. That's
I
outstanding.
Did. I wanted to be in the background going,
hey, all right. Well, you know, we're trying. Uh-oh. Oh, we're gonna hush for just a second.
Yeah, there's a couple large ones in there.
Shouldn't we stand to do the anthem?
Hmm. Oh, well, you know, we've never, like, played the anthem before. It'd be kind of nice to do that
it
before the
be
game, huh?
Kinda, huh?
You know what I would need to bring is I need to bring some kind of, like, a CD player with some decent speakers.
Yeah.
So we can actually really play the
That'd
anthem
cool.
And everybody pulls the
you
hat
look
off.
Look at those shorts
and,
on that guy.
Well,
he's
that's what we could
patriotic.
Salute. We could salute.
Yeah.
We can stand toward the shorts. He could stand out there unmoving.
Yeah.
Maybe wave a little
I
bit
mean,
in the
look
wind.
At that guy. He's red, white, and blue, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so for those of you in the audience who don't see it,
oh,
we
yeah.
got a gentleman in American flag shorts out there.
Yeah.
Now, it's not stars on there. It's got the stripes, but those aren't stars. I'm not sure what those are.
I don't know what they are.
Might be like the Air Force symbol or something.
It could be.
I'm not sure. I'm a little too embarrassed to ask.
Kind of like jets.
Hey, what's that on your shorts?
I know.
But,
it looks like jets in the... Yeah.
Well, we'll have
I
to
could
see.
Ask him.
We've got some really tiny little players out in the dugout over there. Those are little ones.
Little, really cute ones.
Maybe
really
mascots.
Like adorable, yeah. like 18-month-old ones just yeah. running around there. They are probably mascots, yeah.
Uh-huh. Sheila, tell us what you think of the softball fields out there and the work that the city of Brookings has been doing.
I think it's a tremendous job from when I first came here 18 years ago.
Ah.
So, yeah, they've done a lot. And with the trees, you know, getting them down. I love that it's open like it is.
Right.
And the new restrooms out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really handy. And I just, love that the kids can run around and and I can see them. So,
Have you kept up at all with the city's plans to remove some of the older trees that are showing some? What do you think about that?
I think that's a good thing.
You think it's a good thing?
I do think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. There's new growth all the time, and we have to get the diseased trees down. So, I'm all for it because there is new growth, and you can't do anything with the diseased trees. So,
and from where we're sitting, we can see a lot of these trees, which are very tall.
Yes.
Some minimal growth along the mid sign, some on the top. It, it seems kind of sparse throughout. So,
I, again, not
an arborist, which I think is the term
for a
tree specialist. No. Just a couple of folks sitting behind a microphone.
Yeah.
So,
What did they say? Like 35?
I think it was 35 was the final
trees,
number that was decided to...
Yeah.
And then some others getting treatment.
Right.
Which means removing some really loose branches. And
which is a good thing, because I don't want to be walking by getting a headache.
No.
No.
And it'd be one heck of a headache, perhaps.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. So I think I'd rather, have them take care of it, you know.
Mm.
And when you walk up to the next field, because we're on field number two.
We're on field two today.
So if you walk up to field number one, or you're just casually walking along those disc things that you were talking about.
The disc golf things,
My son-in-law plays that. And my
disc golf is getting big.
Big.
Yeah.
Big. And my son, who lives in San Diego, he told me about it first.
Mm-hmm.
They play it down there all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trees are along that, too. So I don't want anybody getting hurt. I'd rather them take care of the problem now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good thing.
Sheila, tell me, have you done radio stuff like this before?
Well, I have. Well, no, not professionally.
Well, okay. You've got some experience, so I could tell.
Well, I am just somebody who answers the phone, and then they would call in, and they'd go, hey, Sheila, how's it going today? What do you have on sale? Well, I don't really know. So I just look out the window and talk to them.
Hmm. And where is this your place of work where you get these phone calls?
When I used to work, yes.
Ah, where was that?
At Coast Auto Center.
At Coast Auto Center.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I was never afraid of them calling in.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be a little loquacious. You got to be able to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
When people come on the phone, they've got questions and want to see what's on sale out on the lot. You know, what do you guys got out there today?
Yeah, I just tell them a green car, a red car, a blue car. Whatever,
There's a few out there. They got four wheels.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's an engine in some of them.
There is some of them. Mm. You know, you hope so anyway. Otherwise, they're just pedaling like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, really, though, welcome to the show, Sheila. This is fantastic. You know, when it's one person talking, it's okay. But when you get two people, you get a little patter going. They see things that you miss.
Yeah.
So we try to, like, keep score and count strikes and balls. But it gets a little rough because, you know, it's a amateur game out there.
Yeah. And it looks like they're missing some players out there in the outfield.
For the Les Schwab folks?
Is that the Les Schwab folks?
So Les Schwab is going to be the red and white in the outfield, in the field right now.
Okay.
And then we've got Chetco Pawn.
Oh.
That's not my team, but I'm kind of rooting for him. My wife's on that team, so.
Your wife? She's a phlebotomist.
Oh no! That's Summer Olmos, who is a phlebotomist, but not my wife.
Okay.
But she's a friend of mine. Now my wife
is so nice.
Oh, she's delightful.
She is.
And my wife, who's very nice too, I'll point her out to you when she gets out there. Her name is Jessica.
Okay.
But once she'll be up to bat, so I'll.
So those aren't your little munchkins over there?
No, those aren't mine. But I wouldn't feel too bad if they were. Those look like cute little squirts.
Yeah, they do. So it looks like they're getting a team out there.
They've got some young folks out there. They've got some more experienced players out there. We got a crew.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the Chetco Pawn team, their sponsorship is done in part, of course, by Chetco Pawn. And the Prudens, who own Chetco Pawn now, I believe, they're going to be coming back next week. So Michelle Pruden and her husband.
Oh.
And I don't remember if her husband plays. Do you know if her husband, if the husband plays?
Okay. I do not know.
Okay.
I don't know the Prudens.
Okay. Hoping they come back and rejoin us next week. Michelle told me that she would be.
So what does Chetco Pawn do?
Well, there's Jessica. Hey, Jessica. This is Sheila. Sheila's joined the show. What do you need? Oh, this one right here, the brown one. I'll throw it over the dugout. I probably can't fit it through the holes in the chain link. Okay, I'm going to really huck it because I don't want it to get stuck on top of the dugout. Ready? Woo! Okay, there we go.
Oh, you were practicing with your wife.
Yeah, that's
to
Jessica
warm
right
up
there.
Her arm.
That's right.
Good job.
Well,
you know,
I try to help her out. But.
Well, that helps because a stiff arm, you know.
Not a desired trait.
No.
Mm-hmm. Looks like we're going to have Jesse up to bat first. Jesse, friend of the show, big star around here.
Yes, Jesse Badger. He's a good player. Yep. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. I've known Jesse for quite a few years.
For quite a few now?
Yeah.
If you had to say how many years, how many would you say?
I'd say close to 10, 12 years.
12 years you've known him. Well, let's see if those 12 years are going to lead up to a good first batting here, because here we are with the first pitch of the game. Ooh, that's a strike there. Yeah, called strike. That one bounced right off the plate.
What are you doing just watching it there?
Oh, he's got to make a little adjustment. He's got to fix it up some.
All right, come on. Let it be your pitch, Jesse.
Uh-huh. And he takes that one and sends it right to the shortstop, who throws it into first, but looks like that's safe.
Safe on first.
So our first baseman just barely didn't quite catch it.
I remember her when...
That's Mackenzie,
Yes, Mackenzie, when she was in her mommy's belly, Tiffany's belly.
Oh.
Yeah, and then when she was little, she used to come to the field and ask for bubblegum all the time.
Ask for bubblegum,
yep.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe she's playing ball.
Tell us some embarrassing stories. Well, here's the pitch to Mackenzie. Ooh, she doesn't take that one.
No.
That's going to be a ball.
Yeah.
When it's just outside
that
the strike
zone.
That
was a good eye. Good eye, Mackenzie.
She does have a great eye. She almost always knows exactly what's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what she does here. Here's the pitch. Yeah,
good
she hits
catch.
That one. Again, another one to the shortstop, but that's going to be a caught ball, sadly.
That's okay. Good job, Mackenzie.
Yep. That's the first out here. That's right.
I shouldn't tell stories like that.
What story?
Well,
about the bubblegum story?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Well, it's a cute little story.
It is a cute little story.
Yeah. Well, it's bubblegum. She wasn't asking
bubble
for chew.
That's
so.
True. That's true.
Here's the pitch, though. Ooh, our next batter is not going for that one. That's going to be a called strike because it bounces off the plate.
Yeah.
Now, the little one had been asking for chew. Luckily, I can edit this recording. So if we give any saucy stories, we can cut them out. Here's the next pitch, though. Oh, he hits it, but that one's going up high and low, going right to our pitcher who catches it. Oof, for a
That's
second.
Okay. Out. Jesse's still on first.
Jesse very comfortable on first base.
That's
He's going to stay right there. He's going to set up shop. He's going to sell candy. And we've got Sabrina Christopher up to bat.
A here lefty. We've got a lefty here.
We've got a couple southpaws on the Trader team.
Okay, let's see.
Here's the pitch to her. Oh, that's a swinging strike there, sadly.
She wanted a piece of that, didn't she?
She wanted that. Well, you know, we saw it last game. Sabrina Christopher is bloodthirsty. She wants to knock that thing out.
Yeah, just take it easy. Just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe.
Here's the pitch. Oh, she goes for it, sends it up and out toward our catch. Oh, shoot, that's a caught ball between first and second. That is going to switch the team, bringing us to the bottom of the first inning.
Yep.
And it is only 6:51 p.m. on this beautiful 28th of June in Brookings, Oregon.
It is beautiful. And from this angle, we can see the ocean.
We can see the ocean through the trees. Yeah,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
There isn't anywhere like this in the world.
No. No, there isn't. Although, we just got back from vacation and we went to Maui.
You went to Maui?
We did. We went to Maui. I've never seen the appeal of going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because we live by the ocean.
Right.
Right.
But then you went to Maui.
But then we went to Maui and I'd go back.
Really?
Yes.
Would you live there?
You know, we were trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You can actually swim in the ocean without a
wetsuit to keep you from freezing.
Yeah, okay. It was a little different, And no seagulls.
No seagulls in Maui.
No seagulls and no sand fleas.
What do they have instead?
Warm water.
Oh, no.
Yeah, warm water, and you can snorkel, and no sand fleas, and no mosquitoes. So. A little strange, but...
Sounds a little dull to me. I kind of like to dodge the mosquitoes and the sand fleas, you know?
Yeah. We have
warm water.
I know. What was that?
All right. Oh, here's the pitch from Jesse to their guy, but I think that was just a practice pitch, maybe?
Yeah, because he's not even in the...
Yeah, he's not anywhere in the batter zone here. Jesse's just tossing the ball.
Hey, save your pitches for him, okay?
Oh, whoa. Look at that technique. Impressive. See? That was good. Get a picture of that, put on a calendar. You will sell some calendars. The Trader team out there practicing their passes, they're looking a little bit better. You know, sometimes the Trader team has a little trouble fielding that ball and getting it in from the outfield.
Yeah.
But we're going to see if we can't get a stronger showing now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my husband out there in left field.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a strong arm.
Yeah.
Frank.
Okay, which shirt is he in?
It's in a Raider shirt out there.
Oh, way out there?
Yeah.
That's Frank. Okay, got it, Frank.
Yeah. He's got a strong arm, so watch out, guys, because he'll get you.
All right. Well, he's in a good spot here because these guys, yeah. I think they do hit in the left field.
Well.
Here's the pitch to number 10 on Les Schwab. He doesn't go for it, but that looked like a strike there.
It looked like a strike to me.
Jesse says he wishes he could do that all the time. Oh, well said, Jesse. Here's the pitch. Oh, he stepped into that one and sent it out there to Sabrina Christopher, who has a little trouble picking it up. Okay. Oh, shoot.
It's all right.
Ah, shoot. She just could not get that ball off the ground.
Nope, she couldn't. That's okay. We'll get a double play on.
That's
the
okay.
Next one.
Yep. So Jessica had to hustle over there. Yep. So we've got a Les Schwaber safe on first.
That's right.
Next up to bat is, I believe, number 5 for Les Schwab. Coming up to bat here with a confident grin on her face. Let's see what she does when that ball comes in. Oh, there's a swing and strike there.
She had a strong swing there. She was wanting that ball.
Yeah. Here's the second pitch. Ooh, not going for that one. That's a ball. She had a good eye there. She knew that one was not coming in the right spot.
Yeah.
As Summer would say, I know he could do better. Mm-hmm. Here's the pitch. That was a slow one.
Come on, catch it.
Oof, darn. Our catcher just did not quite get that foul.
Well, you know, it comes close to that cage there, and it's scary.
Yep. As a reminder, by the way, fouls do count as strikes in adult softball. There's no mercy fouls. Here's the pitch. And she hits that one out there toward your Frank, who's going to hustle forward and pick it up. Let's see what Frank does with it.
Just bring it in.
Frank's going to throw it to third to try to keep that runner on second.
Hey.
Whoa, heads up there. What was that? Did you say something bad?
No, I just said, hey.
Okay.
I'm a fan, first of all.
You are a fan first and foremost, so it's okay. It's all right. You're a guest here on the radio. It's okay. I'm rooting for my wifey, obviously. So we got a Les Schwaber on first and second. We've got a Schwaber up to bat with his patriotic shorts.
Yep, and I'm trying to see if they're Jets.
It's a deer. So it might be like John Deere or just deer I like to hunt in general.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
He's got a BHHS senior shirt, so he might be an alumni.
Yeah.
He's got a Cabela's hat on.
Cabela's hat, so there you go.
Yep. He's a Brookings fella. Here's the pitch to him. Oh, and he hits that one. That's a good, strong hit out there. Our man takes a spill trying to pick it up.
Almost.
Oof. We're going to have some people coming home this time, sadly.
Yes, we are.
Mackenzie hustles out there to get the ball, but somebody else gets it first. We've got one. We've got two. And we've got three home for Les Schwab.
Yep. Well, Cabela man made it in.
Cabela man, he knocked it out there, boy. And we had some trouble getting to it.
Yeah.
So that brings
his job. He did his job.
That brings the score to 3-0 with no outs on the board at the bottom of the first.
All right, guys, that's okay. Shake it off.
We've got Mrs. Scheffel up to bat for Les Schwab. Let's see what she does. Here's the pitch, and with a grimace, she sends it out toward the shortstop. She's hustling. She's hustling. Shortstop hit. Oh, he couldn't pick it up. Oh, that was a slippery ball.
It had some Vaseline on it, I think.
Oh, boy.
There was a little Vaseline, I think.
There must have been, yeah.
I think so.
Of course, why would Jesse rub that on the ball?
He wouldn't have.
Must have been on the bat or something. So that shuffles on first.
It was just all sweat.
Here's our next batter, who sends it jumping right toward Jesse, but it jumps off of his mitt and bounces up in the air for Sabrina Christopher to catch. The Les Schwabers are rounding bases.
Wow, look at them go.
Okay, so we've got a man safe on second and third. Yep. So we got the ball in towards second base, but just not close enough to tag our runner.
Right. That just took an evil little twist in the air.
Yep. Whoop. Mr. Scheffel catching her breath. Our man on second getting ready, too.
All right, guys. Come on now.
Here's our next batter with a purple bat that says Worth. Here's the pitch to her. Ooh, that was a ball, I think. She gets a good eye, babe, from the field. Here's the second pitch to her. Oh, that's another ball. That's two balls on the board. On the count, I should say. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that's a third one.
Okay, Jesse, come on now.
A fourth one, and she gets to walk. Here's the pitch. Oof. Fourth ball, batter takes her base. Yep. Our batter says, you know, I kind of wanted to hit it. But she takes her walk with a little bit of a mall walk position there.
It was a standard, you know, get down there and get it.
Here's our next Les Schwaber. Let's see what he does. Oh, he swings the bat good and strong, and it goes out to Jesse, who brings it in
good
there.
Good job.
Oof. Uh-oh.
I'm not exactly sure what's happening right now.
So we
got one out for sure.
We had one out for Scheffel.
Yeah.
and then okay. scored.
We had one man get home, and he was good to come home.
Yeah. Yeah.
She kind of ran back for a second there, but she realized she's stuck there.
One out. Obi scored. I don't know if you have their names in there.
I don't know. I don't know everybody's names, but I'm doing my, that was Obi in the blue?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try to remember that. Obi in the blue.
Obi in the blue.
Yeah. Okay.
And wifey on three.
One out.
Is that his wife on,
that's
on a, third
that's
there?
His wife on
Obi's
three.
Wife. I'll try to learn her name.
Babe.
I don't just call her Obi's
she
wife.
She was Babe.
Babe.
She was
can
babe.
We call her Babe?
We can call her Babe.
We'll call, okay, well,
like, you know, Babe.
Babe's on third. We babe got a runner on second. Here's our tie-dye batter here.
Tie-dye.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good little catch from Jesse there. A little hop and catch there.
Yeah.
By the way, the score is 4-0 with one out on the board.
Okay.
That was going to be a strike. Oh,
no,
I thought I hit the plate.
No, it was on the inside.
Was it? Okay, good yeah, catch. Good inside. Catch. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, that was a strike nice. There.
2-1.
Here's the pitch. Ooh, she's not going for that
yeah.
one. That's the third ball with one strike on the count.
Here's the pressure again.
Come on, Badger.
Here's the pitch. Oh.
She struck at it.
No, that should have only been only two strikes.
Yeah.
It's a full count. It's a full count. Three balls.
Okay.
Two strikes.
Cut.
Whatever happens next.
Here we go.
Oh, that's a ball. She's going to walk.
All right.
The bases are now loaded for Les Schwab.
Again. Woo. Okay. Wow,
the score
this
is 4-0.
It's really
not,
tight.
Here. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just been.
Well, they're not shut out yet, but we've got a batter coming up here. He's got a what looks like a San Francisco Giants hat on with a sort of a military digital
military,
pattern.
Yep.
I think that's the Marines colors, but I'm not
I
positive.
I think it is.
You think
too.
I'm right?
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a pitch, but that's going to be a ball. That home plate's getting kind of dirty there. Ooh,
oh, he wants a
swinging
piece of
strike.
This. He does.
Yep.
I don't think they've been through the whole lineup yet.
Not yet, no.
They're about to go through it.
Oof.
He really
a second
wants
swinging
it.
Strike.
Slow yep. down, slow down. Why am I telling them that? I'm a fan on the
you're,
other
you're
side.
You're involved. You're into it. That's okay.
Oh.
You know, our.
Oh,
oh, he hits
see?
That one. He sends it out towards McKenzie
oh,
way
on,
out
McKenzie,
there.
McKenzie, come on.
McKenzie
right,
probably.
In front of it anyway. There you go.
Okay, so
it in.
Babe is home.
Babe is home.
Another man's home. That brings us up to 6-0.
Okay.
With a Les Schwab runner on first and second.
We've been around. He's coming up.
Right around to the batting order. Number 10's going to hand off his brewski to somebody. Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, okay. We're
this
not around
must
yet.
Be the last
all right.
One
there
in.
She is.
Okay.
Okay. Coming up to bat, a young lady in pink with a dark red bat. She takes up her position. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, she goes for a swing, but not quite. That's going to be a swing and strike there. Getting a little coaching from one of her fellow teammates. Ooh, yep, she takes a ball there. Okay.
Well, I like his calls. At least we know
oh,
what they are.
Oh, real life. Yeah. Somebody out there knows.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Second ball with one strike there still on the board.
Now, did your wife play softball in college?
She did. Yeah, she played it in high school. Yeah. She was very effective. Very
you
good softball player.
You can tell that she has some really good experience.
Yeah, she's got moxie.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
really
moxie.
Puts herself into the game, yeah. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, all right. So she hits
go,
that one, sends
go.
It to Jesse. Jesse's going to send it to sec.
Hey,
oh.
Go, go, go. Hey, Jesse.
Oh, jeez.
She was available.
Yeah. Oof. Okay. So tie-dye comes home.
Tie-dye.
Yep. And our man with the Marine camp.
What's her
camp,
name, Jackie?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Yep. Jessica Yock.
It was a ja.
She's from the Yock family.
Okay.
If that means anything to you.
No.
Okay.
But that's okay.
We've got a Schwaber on first and third. And now the batting
throw
order has begun.
Throw it to first, Badger. Throw it to first.
Oh, boy. Well, some advice being given from Sheila in the
right.
recording booth here.
That's right.
Here's the pitch from 10. Oh, and he sends it way out there. He rockets it out there toward our outfielder in blue. Oh, boy.
Look at George.
All right. Marine brings it home.
Holy moly.
He's girl.
Yep. He's gonna, oh.
People around the bases. So pink comes in and number 10 comes in. That brings the score up to 10-0.
10-0.
With still only one out on the count. That was Scheffel getting outed there earlier on. Youch.
I think Badger is not going to. He's taking himself out of pitcher's mode.
I think he is. He's sending somebody else in to pitch, maybe.
Yep, I think he's had enough.
Yeah, he's just having a rough time. Well, he knows he can really move out there, so maybe he's going to put somebody up to pitch.
That's true. Okay.
You need a couple? Okay.
Says if you need a couple. It's behind you there. Behind you. Our,
No, we're not playing Little League.
Hey, Jessica. Maybe, you pitch?
Oh! Yeah, Little Meeper. Clayton Mack.
Oh, golly. Okay, so we're going to work this out, folks. We've got a new pitcher up on the plate out there.
I've seen him pitch.
Here's the pitch. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that one bounced off the plate. There we go. All right. That's it. That's what we're looking for. There we go.
Remember to throw it to first.
There's a good, strong hit out to left field. Is that going to be?
That's foul.
That's foul, sadly.
Okay.
There were no mercy. No mercy fouls.
What does that mean exactly? No mercy foul.
So, it's a mercy foul because, in some baseball rules, when you hit a foul, it counts as a strike, but
you can still
can't strike out with a foul.
Right.
So if you got two strikes on the count and you foul, it won't strike you out.
Right. Exactly.
In adult softball league, though, if you foul, it's a strike every time. So you can get out by a foul.
You
if you
can
foul,
strike out.
You can strike out.
What?
Well, you can foul out.
Wow. Like,
yeah, it's in the rules.
I did not know that.
So to prove it to you, and I learned this last game.
Yeah, because one guy just kept, fouling.
It's in the ruling rules, foul. All fouls count as a strike. A foul on the third strike is an out. No courtesy foul.
No
courtesy
way.
Foul is what it's also called. Yep.
I thought the third foul was just a foul ball, a strikeout.
By the way, folks, we've got that Schwaber who was batting earlier. She's now on first. And we've got American Shorts back up to bat. And let's see what he does. He hits it. He sends it up high. Bit of a pop fly ball out to Jesse.
Badger.
Jesse, who does
and
not.
He got it. And he's going to throw it to second. And,
oh, boy.
He's safe. Yes, she is safe. So
our pitcher hustled over to second to catch that ball and try to get that runner out. But it did not quite happen. She is safe on second. We've got American Shorts on first.
American Shorts on first.
Yep.
But you know what? That was good for the pitcher to do that because nobody else was on second.
Well said, Sheila. Well said. We've got Mrs. Sheffield back up again. Oh, and she hits it out there again with a really nice hit. Goes right through our defenses and goes out to McKenzie.
Oh, she's going home.
We've got number five coming home. Number five is safe at home.
Yep. So she got a double.
Yep.
She got a double. So two, second and third.
Yep, we got a runner on second and third.
And she got a ribby. She got a ribby.
And we still have one out on the board.
Needs a runner. Come on.
Mr. Sheffield says, hey, give me a runner. Have somebody run for me.
Yep.
She got out there.
Yep.
She says she's good.
Okay, so she got an RBI.
Okay. She better not bend over too much. You don't want to bend over too much when you're feeling.
Yeah.
Here's Obi with the hit.
And Babe's up next.
Oh, darn, that was almost a caught ball. Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Gee whiz. So there's American Shorts home, bringing it to 11-0. Sheffield's on third. Obi's on second. Next up should be Babe.
Yep, Babe's up next.
Babe misses the high five there from American Shorts.
Okay, throw it to first.
Kind of a dusty field out there. Looks like the wind is picking up some dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch to Babe.
All that activity over there, does pick up for this.
So there's a ball there from Babe. Little joke from the pitcher. Hey, you got to say it out loud. Come on. Here's the pitch. Oh, she goes for that one. Barely nicks it. I could hear the sing of the metal bat there. Oh, possibly. We'll see if you're right.
Come on. Don't you want to get on first? Come on now.
Two balls on the count.
Well,
heads up there, pitcher.
Right. It's 6 foot. Mm. 6 foot is the is the arch.
Here's the pitch.
There it goes. That's a good one.
Oh, she hits that one, but that ball is way too short. Foul. Yep. That ball bounced up about 6 inches from the paint and then just rolled right over it. I guess I should call it chalk.
Yeah,
paint.
Yeah.
So that's two strikes.
Two strikes.
Yes.
She's
going to strike out. Oh, we'll see what happens.
See a strike.
I mean, the Checo Pond would not mind. Here's the hit. Oh, good. That one's going right to our pitcher.
Throw it to first. Yeah.
There's your out.
Give me a high five. High five.
Yeah.
Keep it home, out at first.
There you go.
Okay.
That brings the score up to 12-0 with Les Schwab, of course.
So we have two outs in the first inning.
Two outs at the bottom of the first inning. We've been out here for a little bit. That's okay. You know, Checo Pond, they're just not quite getting the outs they need to change the inning over. That's okay.
That's okay.
Luckily, I still see smiling faces out here. That's the joy of adult softball.
Yes, it is.
I don't actually see the smiling faces, but they're out there. I promise you.
It's in our hearts. That's what counts.
Well, maybe. Ooh, there's a ball. So our Schwaber, who was kind of umping earlier,
yeah, with a ooh.
Folks, I wish I could turn this mic the other way and give you some of the sounds of the field. Oh, there's a good...
Come on.
The kind
come
of a
on.
Messy little
catch
hit,
it.
But... Oh, come on! Oh, that's the second drop second, ball from second. Our man on third.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Yeah, he feels it. He feels
he
it.
Feels
he knows.
It. That's right.
Second?
Another score came in.
Yeah, that should be now 13-0, yes.
Just making sure. I didn't know if you were.
We miss them sometimes. We're amateurs, so.
Yeah. Two down.
Score is 13-0 with one of the Schwabers kind of gently urging us in the right direction. Hey, you guys keep a score? Come on. We got another one come in. All right, here's the pitch to Tie-Dye. Ooh, Tie-Dye does not take
tie-dye
it. She knows that was
not
a...
not take it that time.
Again, I'm sure she has come a name. On. I don't mean to...
Yeah.
But, you know,
but, you know, hey.
I don't want to yell, hey, who are you? What's your name? Who are you with?
Well, she's... we can easily identify her by her shirt.
Yes. So. Now, the listeners, they can't hear the tie-dye.
No.
Here's the pitch to her. Let's see. That's a third ball. Come on, pitcher. Come on, pitcher. Don't
come
walk her.
Come on now. Come on. Here you go. You can do it.
We've
you
walked.
Can do it.
I think we've walked tie-dye before, but I know we
so
walked
too.
Babe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch.
Come on. Swing at it.
There's a strike. Okay, there we go.
We got a strike.
There we go.
Come on. Come on. Take a chance. Swing at it.
I know. Hey, easy.
Sorry. Except for that
one. Ball four. And tie-dye walks.
Tie-dye walks. She wasn't willing to take a chance.
There she goes.
She doesn't even power walk.
Nope. She'll get there. That first base ain't going nowhere.
No, it isn't.
Nope. Here okay. comes Marine Cap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
San Francisco Giants fan, so presumably he watches a little bit of baseball.
Yep. Okay. I'm an athletics fan, so.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty good.
Here's
this
the pitch
year.
To him. Oh, that's going to be a ball just behind the the mat there.
I don't know our pitcher's name, but I'll just call him Hippie.
I don't know the name either.
He's a nice guy.
Nice. He's got a pretty convivial attitude out there.
Yeah.
Ball three.
Oof, third ball.
It's okay. It's all right.
Well, you know, I'd rather walk Marine Hat than let him hit some big nasty one
like
way out there.
Like he did last time.
Yeah.
He hit a good one.
So maybe walking him's the way to go.
Ooh.
There's a swinging strike.
That was
okay.
a good swing, yeah.
He's going to hit it.
Yeah.
He's going for it now. He doesn't want to be walked.
No, he doesn't want to be walked.
Probably heard our commentary and said, oh, no, yeah, he's going to walk whether he likes it or not.
Yeah. So now we have a full plate.
That's right.
Because the girl has a chance.
Yep. So there's a man home. I believe. Yep.
Yep.
Ta-da.
Yep.
Oof. Bringing the score up to 14-0.
So the girl goes to first.
Yep.
No, there.
The girl goes to third. Tie-dye goes
to
third.
Yeah, because she was on first.
Yep, and she advances too because I think when you walk a male player, I think that's what happens.
Oh, it automatically goes. I see.
There's a ball. Ooh.
I think she's the last one in the lineup again.
I think she's back to us.
Oh my gosh.
The girl in the pink shirt
we're
talking about.
This first inning.
You know, we're hoping to wear out the Les Schwab's arms.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So they can't catch the ball.
That's right. So
and then
in the second inning, they'll be tired.
Number six, by the way, very kindly cleans off home plate for us, which is fantastic. Oh, there's it. All right.
All right.
And a caught
Woo!
Ball for the third out. All right. There we go.
Good job, Hippie Man.
We're kind of rooting for the underdogs here a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So.
That's okay.
Checo Pond comes back to their dugout to get ready to bat.
Okay.
The problem is they've got the Les Schwab team with a lead of 14-0.
Okay.
And
Berger. Come on now.
It's now the top.
Lift it up.
It's now the top of the first inning. You get a cheer on Frank a little bit? There he is.
Yep. All right, guys. It's a beautiful night.
It is a beautiful night. I'm going to check my recorder's battery here real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're doing great.
No wind. Look at the top of those trees, you know. Well,
yeah.
There's a little wind over here.
Some of the tops of those trees are a little squirrely, and that one's just all mossy and half dead.
Yeah. That one should come down.
It maybe ought to, yeah. I'm not sure if treatment's the right way to go. So now Les Schwab is taking the field here in the top of the second inning. We've got Tie-Dye catching for Les Schwab. We've got Obi as the shortstop. We've got number six out there on third. Number 10 is their pitcher. We've got
Babe on first.
Babe's on first. We've got Marine Cap out there in center field. We've got American Shorts in left center. We've got Mrs. Scheffel in far left. And on the right, we've got Pink Shirt.
Okay.
Those are not their names. We're doing the best we can. We ain't got no team rosters out here. We just got people having a great time.
Yep.
Here's the first pitch of the second inning. Oh, and Frank sends it out there to third base. Frank's hustling to first.
Oh, yeah.
That's a drop ball, so Frank is good to go.
And he wasn't hustling. I'm going to give him a what for, too.
You
want
to hassle him? You can hassle him. He'll hear you.
You know what? Don't quit.
Woo. Oh, so you heard it here first, folks. Oh, boy. So we got Frank on first.
Okay.
Here's the pitch to one of ours. Oh, and she sends it to the pitcher who sends it to second. So Frank is out. Oh, boy. So Frank is out. Our batter is disputably safe.
Okay.
So Frank brings it back on in.
Okay.
We've got Sabrina Christopher umping a little bit for the Checo Pawn team. Who's up to bat, folks?
Who got?
Put Jessica out there.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Oh.
I think it's Aaron.
Boy, girl, boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So girl just went, so we need a male.
We need a male. We need a boy.
They're looking for one.
Oh. All right. We got our man.
Okay.
So our pitcher from the last part of the last inning is up to bat here. Oh, we got an unhappy little one over there in the Les Schwab dugout.
It's kind of like very sunny in that dugout.
Ooh.
Okay, slow down there. Yep. Just slow down.
Powerful swing and strike from Hippie Man.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't want that one, really.
He said he didn't want it. He said, I don't want that one. Let that one go by. Oh, he wants that one, though, and he sends it to third.
Run.
And third outs our runner at second, and that's it.
Okay, Jessica.
Jessica's up to bat. Okay. So we got two outs on the board.
Okay, we're going to have a two-out rally now.
Yep. We're going to see if Jessica can do something with that bat out there.
That's right.
I tried to help her warm up a little bit with her batting.
Uh-huh.
She takes this stuff very seriously. She really,
I can tell,
really carries herself.
Yes.
Here's the pitch to her. And she swings for it. There's a bouncing
good
one to their
hit
pitcher. She didn't like that one, though. Oh, sadly, she is out. Oof. That's the third out there, bringing us to the bottom of the second inning.
Bottom of the second. Okay. All right, well, let's just hope our guys, the sun doesn't get in our guys' eyes.
But does get in theirs
a
little bit.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say that so that is, we've got an excuse.
Okay. That works. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We're both rooting for Checo Pawn. If the Schwabers had a fan in the bleachers they wanted to bring over, we'd have them.
Yeah.
We'd have a civil discussion.
That's right.
We'd win every time.
That's
but we'd
right.
be civil, you know. If Checo Pawn is going to have any edge, it's that we're the ones doing the play-by-play.
That's right.
Sheila and Dane. By the way, folks, hey, if you've just tuned in, and I don't know why you started in the middle, this is Bruin Radio Sports, a production of KCIW and the Brookings Harbor High School, and really anybody else we can get out here calling plays for you proudly for the Brookings Harbor Adult Softball League. If you want to learn more, check out the Brookings Harbor Adult Softball League Facebook page by looking them up. Check out the KCIW.org website where you'll find lots of great programming. You'll find lots of cool shows on there. We got all kinds of neat stuff. What are some of the shows we've got on KCIW? Let's see. We've got the Insider Report by Bruce Ellis telling you all the cool entertainment stuff, music shows that are going on. We've done some interviews with local folks. We've interviewed Gary Milliman, city manager, who actually just had a retirement party today. KCIW and Bruin Radio also interviewed all four of the candidates for Curry County Commissioner back when there were four candidates, which was a real proud accomplishment for us. Got some great interviews by Candace Michelle. We've got classical music shows. We've got all kinds of neat stuff. Ray Gary puts out a music show on there doing some kind of rebellious and anti-war songs and songs of historical significance. Really cool shows.
Very nice.
Have you ever heard of Curry Coast Community Radio, Sheila?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, darn.
Sorry.
Will you fib and tell us that you have?
Yes, I have.
Oh, thank good. And you like the program
about
there.
I am going to go on it and check it out.
But you have checked it out before.
I've checked it out.
Well, you did listen to our show, our Bruin Radio.
I did.
So you've heard us. There we go.
Yes, I have.
Oh, phew. Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I did hear you when we were at this girls' softball game.
Oh, you were there? Oh,
yes.
Cool. Okay.
And I was in the background going, woohoo!
Oh, awesome.
I was.
Oh, cool.
So,
well, thank you for your support.
It's true. And my husband was umpiring those games.
Was he? Oh, gee whiz. Okay.
So I was listening to
him. Oh, that's
then.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I knew I'd seen Frank before, just with something over his face.
Yes.
So it's like, I think I know you.
Yeah, yeah.
I put my fingers over his face like, oh, there you are. Oh, okay. By the way, the game, the bottom of the second inning has started. We got number 10 up to bat here. We've got a new batter for Checo Pond out there.
A new pitcher.
A new pitcher. I'm sorry, did I say batter?
Yeah.
A new pitcher out there for Checo Pond.
It's all good.
I don't know the gentleman's name.
Me neither. We'll just call him, how about
Shades.
Captain James.
Okay. Oh, the ball's coming up toward us. Whoa. Oh, shoot.
He looks like a Captain James. Doesn't he look
Captain
like a Captain James?
I'll take it.
I don't know why, but
I'll take it.
I think it's the sunglasses.
Mm. All right, here's another pitch to number 10, who is a southpaw.
Yes, and the top of the lineup.
Yep. Oh, he hits that one. It was a low ball, but he sends it out toward our right field. And Mackenzie's out there in right field, so she throws it in towards second.
Good. Keeping him at first.
Darn, Jessica
doesn't. Keeping him at first.
Yep. So that ball went toward Jessica, and she did get it. She kind of had to go after it for just a little bit there. By the way, Jessica is now our shortstop. Frank is on third. We've got Jesse out in left field. Sabrina Christopher between first and second. And we've got our man who was on third is now on first. Okay.
Phew.
Number 5 is now up to bat. She's got a ball there. Let's see what she does with the second pitch.
Yeah, they did a lot of rearranging there, and I'm glad they did.
Oh, there's going to be a strike there. That ball just bounced right off the top of her bat.
We'll see if this did any. Yeah. It'll help. I think it'll help.
I think so.
With the defense there.
Here's the next pitch from Shades. That's a second ball.
All right.
Two balls, one strike. In case you just can't quite hear our umpire, he's got a good voice on him, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Next pitch. Oh, yeah, she liked that one coming in, but it goes right to our pitcher who sends it to first, and there's an out on the board. All right.
Good job. Way to go, guys. Hey, we got some defense.
Uh-huh.
Defense.
So number 5 was outed there. Checo Pond maybe starting to warm up a little bit.
That's right.
Of course, the score is still 14-0, so they got to warm up a whole lot more. They need to bring it to a boil here. All right, we've got American Shorts now up to bat. Oh, there's going to be a ball. He's got a good eye on him. He says, nope, send me something better. Hopefully you didn't hear that swear word. If we do, I'll try to edit that out. Here's the pitch. Oh, there it goes. That's a good, strong hit going out there toward our man.
Come on.
Boy, he's going to. So Mackenzie goes for it. Mackenzie picks it up off the dirt, sends it in.
Sends it in.
Actually, that ball bounced
it. There you go.
Bounced in.
All right, that's okay, Jessica.
Jessica gets the ball. Oh, Jessica throws it
in
to home.
Sending it in.
Oh, boy.
That's okay.
So that was 2 who just made it home. So what happened there is that they threw the ball into home, and American Shorts wasn't sure if he was going to go for it, but he counted on the catcher not being able to get that ball coming in. He counted right. He won that bet, and he came home safely.
Yep. And he had the wheels for it.
Yep. He was ready to hustle.
He did.
So that was 2 people who just came in, bringing the score up to 16-0. We've got Mrs. Scheffel now up to bat once again. And she's been hitting them pretty good every time, so let's see what she does here.
She had a double last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good hit, but that one's going really high. Let's see what it does. Frank catches the ball. Two outs. Okay, Checo Pond might be getting it.
Maybe they got their people in the right places now.
All right, Mrs. Scheffel. Woohoo. You got to root for the other team a little bit.
That's right.
At least when you know their names.
Well, you know, yeah. And when they make a good play, they make a good play.
Yep.
They hit the ball good. Good.
And here's Obi up to bat.
Okay.
Here's the pitch to him. Oh, that's a little high of a pitch there. That's a ball. Yep.
The height was okay. It was just on the outside.
Here's the next pitch to Obi. Oh, he steps into that one and gives it a swing out to Frank. Oh, and it goes right between Frank's legs. Oh, right between his leggy legs there.
Oh, sorry.
What? You got the rights to call him old man if you like. Shoot.
Well, you know. Yeah.
So our runner Obi made it to first. He's the only Schwaber on the field.
Yep.
Here comes Babe up behind him in the batting order.
All right,
here
we go.
With a purple bat.
Yep. Okay.
Don't look now, but there's a tiny, tiny little baby on the picnic table over there.
Oh, how adorable.
Look at that.
Yes, that's like a brand new one.
Yep, little legs kicking.
Yeah.
Hands a little twitchy, like, what's going on?
Just came out of the oven.
Not too long ago, I was inside a nice, warm place.
That's right.
Now it's bright out, the sky's all blue. That's a ball.
Yeah.
We've got Mrs. Scheffel now umping for the Schwabers.
Yep. Oh, my.
A little belch from the field there. Nice sing of the bat there.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a foul ball. And, of course, fouls do count as strikes in this. No courtesy fouls.
No courtesy
fouls. I was calling them mercy fouls earlier.
I am so glad you brought that information. That was a...
Yep.
That was really close. Yep. Yeah, fine.
Yep, here's the next pitch. Okay, she hits that one out toward Frank, who does get it this time. Frank sends it to first, and it's a caught ball.
All right.
That's the third out.
Now.
Bringing it to the bottom of the second
of
inning.
The
okay, runs. All right, check up on. Here's their chance.
And by the way, many runs?
That score, that inning was, I think,
two or three.
I think it was two, just two, just two.
I think it was just the two guys.
I should probably separate that out. I'll start doing that from now on.
Okay.
That's a smart idea.
That was a good inning.
It was good.
It was good because it was short.
It was a better inning.
It was a better inning.
There wasn't 14 home runs coming through it.
You know, it just didn't seem like it carried on for hours.
Score is 16-0 with Les Schwab in the lead. And the bottom of top of the third. We're at the top of the third. I'm sorry. Yeah, top of the third.
Boy. You know what? We have hope.
Who's hope. We in the scenario?
Well, the pond guys.
They've got hope?
We have hope.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Breathing, there's hope, right? You know?
True. Well said. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get a picture of picture of the game at some point.
Yeah. This is just beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for the ump, yeah. Had a little clicker keeper out there.
Yes. Yes, it's called an indicator.
That's much better than a clicker keeper, which I was trying to call it.
Yeah.
Indicator.
My husband, the umpire, this year, has just dinged it into my brain. It's an indicator, not a clicker, honey.
Indicator, okay.
Yes, an indicator.
Ooh, here's the first pitch to
nice
our man. He sends
one.
A real
good
fly
one.
Ball out there to Mr. Sheffield, who tries
good
to catch
job,
it, but
Berger.
Does not.
Good job, Berger.
Keep going. Nope.
You might have to slide if you go further, so just stay.
All right, so our man heads out there to first, and he's safe there. He was thinking about going to second.
That was a great hit to left field. That was a great hit.
Not quite.
Yeah. Okay, this is our catcher.
So our catcher heads up to bat. Let's see how she does with that bat in her hands.
Yeah.
She looked a little
nervous. A little nervous.
Here's the pitch to her.
There you go.
It's a high pitch, and she sends it right to the pitcher, who sends it to second. And outs our man.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
That looks like two outs at once there. Youch.
Yeah, because she stopped. Yeah. You just run through it, you know?
You got to play it.
In little league, you just run through it.
You just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Oof. Just go, man.
So and that's two outs with one swing there for the Checo Pond. But Jesse's up to bat.
We're going to do a two-out rally. Come on.
Isn't he wonderful? It's
two
Jesse.
Two-out rally. Come on, Badger. Come on.
Here it comes. Oh, that's a real high pitch. Wow.
I think that was a little illegal there. Come on. A little illegal.
So it's an illegal pitch, which it went really high there. It's a ball. I think our pitchers are ribbing each other a little too much here. Come on, gentlemen. Let's go. Oh, yeah. It's a good strong hit for Jesse. Look at him hustle out there to first, too. Sugar.
Overplay.
That's an overplay, sadly.
That is totally an overplay. Yep. She could have caught that ball.
Yep.
Yeah, she could have caught the ball.
You're winning. Yo, we're not arguing, you're right. You're right.
Here's my argument. You're winning.
He didn't know.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you want to tell us about overplay?
Okay, overplay is, Mrs. Schwab was...
Sheffield.
Mrs. Schwab.
On the Schwab team.
Okay. Mrs. Sheffield. The ball was hit to Mrs. Sheffield.
Yes.
And she could have clearly caught the ball.
Yep.
But the left center fielder A male player came and caught the ball right in front of her.
Right.
Which he should have not done. He should have let her catch the ball. So that's called an overplay.
It's an overplay. Yep.
And so the runner was safe then because he should have not done that.
Correct.
He took the ball away from her play.
We've got McKenzie up to bat, by the way, who sends that ball in toward the shortstop, who throws it in first, who fails to catch it. So Jesse's going to come home. Come on, Jesse. Come on, Jesse. That's our man. Woo! Dance on it a little bit. Oh, yeah. There's Jesse, who brings it home, bringing that score up to one for Checo Pond.
We got one.
And McKenzie's on first. He did that good hit. All right, McKenzie. Woo! All right. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're going to cheer for Checo Pond.
That's
we're going to cheer for Checo.
Yes,
my goodness
right.
gracious.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, you got to do that.
We got to run around first.
We got to run. We got to run.
We've got shades out there to bat. He took his shades down, though. He gives it a swinging strike
okay,
there.
Slow down, Captain.
Well, he's got muscles. He wants to use them.
Or Jack.
I want to hear somebody say his name so we know who he is.
I know.
Here's the pitch, Duke.
I think it's just a Jeff.
Maybe. So, okay. Jeff perhaps sends it out towards Mrs. Sheffel. It was a bouncing ground and ball out there.
She's got an arm.
She can throw.
She can play.
So we now, we've got.
That's why she's out there.
We've got a trader on first and second now.
That's right. Okay.
Next up to bat, I think, is going to be Sabrina Christopher. That's right,
that's
Sabrina.
Right, Sabrina.
Christopher's okay. Up to bat. There she is. So she's got a runner on first and second. We've got a real chance to get some more points here.
Fantastic.
By the way, it is 16-1. We had Jesse make it home there this inning.
That's right.
Top of the third
McKenzie's
is what it is.
McKenzie's on second. Captain Jack's on first.
Or Jeff. Here's the pitch to Sabrina. Oh, it's a good, strong hit. All right. Sends it out to right field. Goes out there, and it gets kind of fumbled a little bit by Pink. Pink throws it into number five. Number five throws it into second.
And McKenzie's in. She's in for
all right, and McKenzie.
Got 2 points.
McKenzie. Yes. All right. Wow. This is going great.
This is going great. We went through the lineup. Frank is up first.
Captain Jeff's on second.
Okay.
Sabrina Christopher's on first. There's Frank.
Just take it easy.
Pitch to Frank.
Just take it easy.
That's a ball. Yep. Now this is a game. Now that we got some competition here.
Oh my gosh!
Woo! Here's the pitch. That's gonna be a called strike there. Frank didn't swing for it.
No, it was too low for him.
Frank says it's supposed to be 6 feet, ain't they?
Yep, that's why I said it's too low.
Here's the pitch.
Way too high.
Yeah, really high. Okay.
Two one.
We have no outs on the board yet. Now, are you gonna holler when he hits it? Are you gonna holler?
Yes, I probably will. I'll probably stand up and just
send it upward away from this thing so it doesn't get.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll blow it out.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Oh,
that ball's going up, and if it's gonna bounce out, that's a foul ball with an out there.
Well, that's not an out.
Well, that was
Oh my gosh.
So that was a foul ball.
You could have run and been on first safe. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I have to just.
You want to go talk to him? Go do your thing. Okay. So Sheila's going to do the wifely thing and go support her husband. So what we had there, we had a foul ball that was not caught out of the air, but it was picked up and then sent into first, and Frank was outed. And that brought us to the third out on the board. At the top of the third inning, we're now at the bottom of the third inning. Our players are taking the field out there. We got a lovely hand signal being thrown out there in the field. You out there in Radio Land can't hear it, but trust me, we saw it. It was fantastic. Hey, I call him as I see him. It's okay. It's all right. This is adult softball league. Adult softball league. Oh, yeah. All sorts of hand signals, yes. If you're curious out there, folks, it was a thumbs up. That's what we're talking about out there. A thumbs up with the wrong finger. All right, folks, we've got Checo Pon retaking the field out here at the bottom of the third inning. By the way, if you're just tuning in, which again, boy, you're tuning in halfway through, start from the beginning, people. This is Bruin Radio Sports on 100.7 FM. Proudly broadcasting on Curry Coast Community Radio. We are the only radio station that's doing play-by-plays of adult softball league games. Say, Mrs. Glazebrook. Mrs. Glazebrook. I'm going to ask her a question when I get a chance. Sorry, folks, we're just getting the gates all closed and secured here. So we got McKenzie out in right field. Sabrina Christopher between first and second. Jessica's the shortstop. We had a good strong hit from number six who sent it out. Jessica actually hustled over there and caught it. And our man is safe on first. Next up is Tie-Dye, up to bat. Really wish I could learn her name. She's being called Bebe by somebody in the dugout, by a Marine head, I think. There's a swing and strike from Tie-Dye. Let's see what happens next with the next pitch. A good phlegmy cough from one of our check-out-to-pod people out there. That's a ball. Bounced right off the chalk. Oh, shoot! Ball thrown by our catcher goes right past our pitcher. Sabrina Christopher helpfully picks it up for him. Which reminds me, I need to send these play-by-plays to her daddy, John Christopher. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that's a bouncing ball there, sadly. Not quite going for it. Here's the next pitch. Oh, up it goes. That's going to be another ball for the second ball on the count. Our pitcher says he's got a sweet spot for her. Gives her a nice, easy pitch. That's the third ball, actually. It was just in front of the plate. That's, I think, Jeff out there on the pitching mound. Here's his toss. Nope, that's the fourth ball, and Tie-Dye walks again. And by the way, that means number six also advances to second for Checo Pond. There are still no outs on the board. Here we are at the bottom of the third inning. And next up is our gentleman in the Marine cap, San Francisco Giants fan. I think he's actually got Azalea Middle School shorts on, but I'm not positive. That's going to be a called strike. It just came right in on the home plate there. Some jokes about the Giants losing and getting some good luck from the Giants hat. Here's the pitch. Oh, well, that one bounced right into some soft dirt and actually stayed right where it landed. Interesting. Here's the next pitch. Oh, big strong swing there, but it just hit nothing but air. I actually heard the whoosh. I think I even felt the wind from that bat all the way over here in the recording studio. Here's the pitch. Oof, that one also bounces in the dirt. 2-2 on the count. Pitcher gives a little nod here. Third strike. Wow, all right, there's the first out. It's actually the first out by proper striking this game. Now our Schwabers need to figure out who's up next. Oh, and it's going to be a girl in pink whose name I think was Triss. I'm not positive about that. And she comes up to bat. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, there we go. That's a good hit that goes out toward Jessica, the shortstop, who picks it up and sends it into... All right. Oh, and we had a man who ran home. So number six brought it home. The score is 17-2 right now.
Okay.
We had a man just make it home there. So we had an out at second. Tie-Dye just got outed. But we've got our girl in pink, whose name I think is Triss, out there at third. Oh, I got a nod from a player. That is Triss out there. Okay, cool. And your name, sir?
George.
George. Okay, we'll start using your name. Right. We were calling you American Shorts earlier. I apologize for that.
I heard that.
You heard? Oh, I'm sorry. We just didn't know who you were. George is his name. George. Okay, we got George there. George. Girl in pink is Triss, I learned.
Triss.
Welcome back, by the way, Sheila.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, number 10. Whoa. Big old swing there from number 10. That one actually blew my hair back. So we've got, that one going up and over our heads. Whoa.
Over.
Woo, bouncing off in the stone there.
I'll go get it.
Sheila's going to do the right thing. She's going to go out there and snag that ball.
You know what? No, I'm not. It looks like Barbara's going to do it.
Hey, Barbara Glazebrook is going to go for it.
The kids are doing it.
Well, there
Somebody's
goes the kids.
Do it.
Well, you know, they got that springtime of youth. They can really hustle out there.
Yes, they can, and they know where to put it, too.
So, of course, a foul ball does count as a strike. I know I keep saying that, but that was a big discovery for
it
me.
It is a big discovery for all of us, I think.
Whoa. All right, that pitch was a little high. 1-2. A little far four.
And I like how they put that new thing in here.
Isn't that nice?
It is really nice.
Here's the next pitch, number 10. Oh, and he powers that one out there toward our right field, toward McKenzie. Let's see if McKenzie's going to catch that ball. Hey! Oh, it's a fair ball, but she doesn't catch it out of the air. So that means number 10 makes it to second. Triss is on third. Looks like Triss and number 10 are going to stay where they are.
Okay.
Triss is on third. Number 10 is on second. We've got George umping for the Schwabers. And I think number 5 is up to bat next for Les Schwab.
Looks like George is going to be getting
ready. So George must be next. Yep, so we've got Obi up here umping now. Here's the pitch to number five. Oh, she says, I'm not going for that one. I think you could do better there, Mr. Pitcher.
Do we have any outs? Sorry about
that. We got
that.
Two outs on the board, I believe.
All right. Okay.
Here's the pitch. Oh, that was a real low ball.
Come on, Frank.
Would have been a ball. Oh, and Frank catches it, though, for the third out.
Good job.
At the bottom of the third inning. That brings us to the top of the fourth.
All right.
Wow. All right.
So they got two runs or one run this inning?
They got one run in.
One run.
Just one. Okay. We didn't get anything in.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Mm. At least it's not like 14 in, you know.
Well, the last game was pretty rough. Checo Bar and Grill got something like 30 or something. Oh, was it 23?
No. I think you're right.
It was like 30-something. It was pretty brutal. Yeah.
I think it was 23 in one inning.
Yeah. It was not pleasant. It was pretty demolishing.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so we got the Schwabers taking
going
the field.
Outside. Yep. Yeah.
We're gonna see.
Guys.
We're gonna see if they change personnel up a little bit.
You can do it.
We gotta learn that gentleman's name.
Nah, it's funner to call him
Hippie
Man.
You know, you get long hair, and that's just kind of who you are.
Yeah, that's right. And he's just laid back. He's fine.
You know, it's the clothing too. If you were wearing a suit, you know, we wouldn't call him Hippie Man.
No, he wouldn't be playing ball in a suit either.
not unless he's crazy.
I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, you know. All right, Burger, come on now.
Do you know him well enough to tease him about his
work? No, I don't. But
oh, you don't know him? Wow, I thought you were pals.
No, not at all. She's using that, so I just, you know, teasing him.
She's using that one. Okay, all right. Oh, we got another unhappy little one out in that dugout. Whee! All right, it's a good little hit from Blue.
Run,
but it goes right to our pitcher who throws it into Babe, who does not catch that ball.
Safe.
Woo!
All right.
Babe just could not quite get it.
Hey, okay, Hippie Man, you go on.
Go for it. Go for it.
Okay. Only take it if it's yours to take. Mm. That sounded pretty, you know, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good advice.
Yeah.
Only take it if it's yours to take.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah. That sounded profound.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch to him.
That was not his to take.
Yeah, that was a called strike there. We still got our blue batter on first there. She's kind of ready. She's not sure.
Right.
Is she ready to run? Oh, boy. Stretch it out, folks.
Here we
Come
go.
On. Oh,
there
he hits that one. He sends
go.
It out to left field to Mrs.
Holy
Scheffel.
Smokes.
Mrs. Scheffel hustles in,
there
but it just does not quite. Okay, she's got it. She throws it into Obi, who picks it up.
All right, we've got a runner on
first. We've got a runner on first and second.
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, I know Hippie Man is not fast.
No,
he is
he
slow.
Not.
He is slow.
Is slow.
So
yes.
I'm a little hesitant. But we've got Jessica.
That's right.
Yuck up to bat. Here she is. The Yuck Star, as some call her.
That's right.
Some meaning just me. Look at that position.
I think
though.
Is a lot faster than Hippie Man.
So she had good eye there. She knew that was a ball coming in. Yeah, she might have to run
she's
past
got
him.
Slow. No, she can't pass him. So she's
yeah,
got
I know
a slower
she can.
Pace.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which hurts.
Yeah.
Well, she could at least hustle to first and just stay there.
Yeah.
Because if she knows that they're gonna put him out.
We have no out.
No
we
outs on the count so
on
far.
First and second.
That's right.
We have hope.
Here's the third pitch to her. Oh, she hits that one, sends it singing, but that's going to be a foul ball, sadly.
That is a nice hit ball.
Foul ball, sadly. But she hit it strong. She's got muscles. She's got muscles, folks.
She has muscles.
Woo!
That's right. Look at that confidence.
Uh-huh.
She has that confidence.
Yep. Well, she's going to hit it. Oh, and it went right past our pitcher. Heads up there. Woo! Bounced right. Okay, rolled right past him. Look at that pitch from Jesse.
All right, here we go.
All right, she takes her position there. Here's the pitch to her. Nope, she's not going
she
for that one.
She knew that was going to be short. She did. It was a short, short ball.
Here it comes. Here's our pitch. I want to see her.
You ready, second.
Make it sing, honey. Oh,
there
yeah, she sends
go.
It out there.
Go, go, go,
oh, past
go.
Our defenses, past
go, 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 go.
Obi, out there
keep
to George,
going,
who bounces
going.
Off of him.
Keep
Come on, bring it home, Blue, bring it home, Blue, bring it home, Blue.
Good job, good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, there's a home, yes.
Look at, she got Woo. RBI, she got
oh, look,
a ribby.
Hippie's
and
making it to
on
third.
Second?
Holy
yes,
cow.
Yes, she's on third.
So we've got Yock on second, Hippie on third, and Blue made it home, bringing
That's
the
right.
score up to three for Checo Pond.
Yes.
And a mere
yes.
12 for Les Schwab.
Yes.
But, you know, it's okay.
There's hope.
There's hope.
There's hope. Look at she got a ribby.
What's a ribby?
An RBI.
An RBI, which
a
means?
Runs batted in.
Ah,
a run batted in.
Okay.
She got a ribby.
Here's the pitch to our man. Oh, it's a swinging strike
slow
there.
Slow down. Breathe, burger, breathe. Breathe, burger, breathe.
He wants to kill it, though. He wants to slay that dragon. Come on. Let me kill that ball. Yeah. Let me bunt. Let me bunt.
He's like a Viking.
Boy.
Slow down. Slow down.
Swing and strike.
Just slow down. Breathe, burger, breathe.
If he does a third one of those, he's out. And that brings us to our first
just
out.
Gotta breathe. Just gotta breathe.
Uh-huh.
Just gotta breathe. And he needs to take a breath before he swings.
Here's the. That one nails him.
He's gonna try to.
The ball actually comes in and bounced off of him.
He can't do that.
He should be playing football.
I know. He should.
A hippie man needs to be taking a lead off that base.
I know him because his kids all play ball.
He's got some. There are some burgers that are.
And since his kids play ball, I know him because of that.
That's a third strike.
My husband umpires all his kids.
Uh-huh.
That's why I know him.
I think he usually gets a little vocal during games, too.
He gets a little kicked out sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens.
So. And his kids are great ball players.
Yeah.
And he coaches them from the stands.
Hmm. I wonder if he, okay.
So anyway, his kids are great.
So that was an out, sadly. He did, he had a foul ball there, and fouls count as strikes. So, boop, that was
it. Okay.
Here's our catcher up to bat. She steps out of the way of that one.
Good
seeing that one as a ball.
She...
Good eye there, catcher. Good eye. Yep.
I think they think we're nuts.
we are a little nuts here, Sheila.
Yeah, that's
we're
true.
A little nuts.
A little bit. That's okay, though.
That was a, yep.
Yep, stay in there.
That was a valid ball. She knows. She's nodding. She knows.
Yeah.
She's going to swing for this next one.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. We just need our guys to come
Here's
in.
The pitch. Woo. Good okay,
one.
She hits
Good.
That one. That's real sharp. That's going to be a caught ball. Ouch. So... That ball went up, but real short, went right to our pitcher, who caught it out of the air, outing our catcher. He caught it. That was a caught ball.
Yeah, he caught it.
That was a caught ball.
Liz, you're out.
Her name is Liz.
Yeah, you're out.
Little dispute there whether that ball was caught or dropped.
Yeah.
It was caught. He did drop it when he tried to kind of tag out our hippie man, but... Okay, Jessica's still on second.
Right.
Hitting man still on third. Here's Jesse up to bat. Jesse swings that one. It bounces out there toward third.
No, it's a
go, dude,
ball.
Go.
It's a
go, dude,
ball.
Go. Okay.
Oh, Jesse. Ah!
Oh, yeah, Jessica.
Go, Jimmy.
Oh, no.
She
tagged
got
out.
In the
Shoot.
She got caught in the pickle.
Jessica got caught
but
between
she
them. She got outed.
We did get the run. We did get the run.
Okay. So that's not invalidating.
That didn't have anything to do with it.
That brings up the score to 4.
All right.
Up against the mere 12. High five. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got the score.
We're now at the bottom of the fourth inning.
All right.
Here today between Les Schwab and Chet Copon on this lovely 20th of June.
All right.
Her name is Liz. That's our catcher is Liz.
Liz. Oh, okay.
Yep.
That was funny. Because he kept the ball, and then he acted like he was going to throw it, and Jessica thought he was going to throw it.
Yep. She's going to be kicking herself over that one, I think.
It was funny.
But, you know, she can't, duck and dodge it too much.
She
do it a little bit, but...
Yeah. It was funny.
Yep.
Because I would have got caught, too. I would have thought the same thing.
Right. Do you come to see all the games that Frank plays in?
Yeah.
Yeah? Awesome.
I come to see all the his umpiring stuff. And,
yeah? Hey, cool.
Yeah. But I told him the last double that he umpired, I said, I cannot watch all of your doubles because then I don't get dinner done.
Uh-huh. It's a long day.
It is a long day. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. He umpires this next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, yeah? Who for?
State tournament over in Gold Hill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got George up to bat with the first pitch to him. At the bottom of the fourth, that was a ball to George.
Those are deer, aren't they?
They are little deeries, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Quite unique.
Hmm. Here's the pitch. So our pitcher kind of puts an upward spin on that ball. It kind of gives a little fling there. I'm not sure if he's trying to do that on purpose to have him foul or what.
I wonder if he's a bowler.
Oh, maybe he's got kind of a bowling style. Whoa, yeah. George sends it out and high. Whoa, look at it go. And our hippie man goes in for the catch, but nope. He grabs it out of the air, throws it in towards second. Jessica catches that ball.
Oh, nice. Well,
but sadly, George is safe on second, but she still tucks him with the ball.
Yep. Keeping him, hippie man kept it in front of him, didn't let it go behind him.
He got the ball. Yeah. So it's good. He didn't fall over.
Yeah.
He's falling over sometimes. we call the plays, folks. Hey, it's not against anybody.
No.
We got Mrs. Sheffield up to bat. Oh, she's going to ditch the shades. She hands her shades over to Obi and comes back to bat. All right, let's see what she does with that bat there.
She's going to hit it out to left center.
Here's the pitch.
Here we go.
Nope, that's a ball. Good eye there. She knew what was coming in.
She's going to hit it through Jessica.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, Jessica's got fast hands. If she can get over that ball, she'll snatch it out of the air. There's the hit, but that's a real short ball that goes towards Sabrina Christopher.
There you go.
Sabrina sends it in toward first. So our runner Sheffield should be out. George stays and advances to third, I should say. We got one out on the board there.
Okay. So Obi's up.
Obi's up to bat next. Yep.
Okay.
And George is ready and waiting to bring it on home. Obi's up to bat. He's had good luck before. Obi has. Here's the pitch to him. That's going to be that ball's going up.
Almost.
Our catcher almost caught that foul there.
You're right. It is an out. Yeah, you're right.
That was an out, really.
Yeah, that's
Tell me
outs.
How. Tell me how.
Well, because she caught it in fair ball. She caught it in the fair position in between the lines.
Oh, I thought it bangled.
And then they threw it to first.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's two outs. Wow.
That's
two.
I know.
Here comes
already.
Here comes Babe. Okay.
Yeah, here's Babe. Okay.
So we'll see how she performs.
All right. And we got Obi. No, wait, George. George on third.
George's on third.
Okay.
That's a called strike there. She didn't swing for it, but it bounced off the plate. Actually, off the mat. Here's the pitch. Swing and strike there. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Let's see what happens the third time. Our batter says, I'm not very good at this. That's okay. It's okay.
We're
amateur.
All, you know what? That's right. It's just fun.
Yep. There's a ball there. Wasn't
but
quite
I like
in.
Her sunglasses. I have to say, I like Babe's sunglasses.
They're pretty cool. They got that faded dark brown.
Yeah.
Looks like a dark red maybe on the rims there.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of style.
Stylish.
Bringing some class to this field. Right. We need it. Oh, there's a hit. That's a real short ball.
A foul ball.
That rolls out. It's a foul, so that's going to be her third strike. And the third out, we're switching fields.
Oh, wait. Umpire is saying.
The ball crossed.
What?
No, you get one courtesy.
You get one courtesy.
One courtesy.
That's what he's saying.
We did that last year. Yeah, we did.
Oh, well, we're giving her one courtesy.
So
it doesn't matter.
So a courtesy foul then. Okay.
All right, now she's up. Okay.
We'll have to confirm with Barbara Glazebrook.
Yeah. But until then, we're not just making waves.
Yeah, all right. So one courtesy. You know, we've been talking about courtesy fouls all this game. So. Oh.
Now the zone teammates are even yelling at him.
Oh, Jesse, don't fan those flames. Easy. Woo.
That's okay. His own teammates are against him.
Yeah. Golly gee.
We don't know who's up.
We're at the top of the fifth. Mackenzie, but she did really well with that bat last time, so let's see if she can do it again. No, you did great. Bologna talking? Oh, bologna she means.
Bologna.
Oh,
cool. Yep.
I guess we do get a curtain call. Oh, don't start that again. What are you doing?
Jesse,
you can do whatever you want if it's a courtesy.
Ooh, okay. Here's the pitch. Mackenzie hits it, but it's real short.
Mackenzie
gonna hustle the first. Let's see if she makes it there. Oh, Bebe caught the ball, so there's an out.
Now, doesn't the tie go to the runner?
Actually, technically, if you look at the rules, it says the runner has to beat the throw.
Oh.
The tie doesn't go to the runner.
Oh, I just wanted it to be courtesy.
I never heard of courtesy foul. Rules say no courtesy foul.
I'm just
but
asking.
There ain't one. There ain't never been one, but I mean, you know, who am I to argue?
Right.
I've only been playing this for 75 years.
And you look so
I'm
young.
The only person out here that doesn't play.
Oh, ouch. Oof.
Wow.
We got to applaud Obi for that one.
That was a good one. Ouch. That was a good, yeah. Captain Jack, that was a good hit. And Obi, that was a good catch.
That's the second out, and we haven't gotten it. We haven't got a damn thing out of this.
No,
inning.
We have. No. Okay, so.
Well, we held them back at the top, or at the top of the fifth. I think we're at the bottom of the no,
we're the top.
We're the top of the fifth
we're
now.
The
yeah.
Top, yeah.
We held them back in the fourth inning, but now we're not.
So McKenzie hit.
McKenzie hit.
And she got out
she
at
got
first.
Out. Yep. And then
and
Captain,
then Captain
Jack,
just smacked it to Obi, and he.
Yep. Obi picked
just
it right up.
Snagged it. And
here's
now
Sabrina Christopher.
Sabrina Christopher.
And she likes to kill him, so
she's
let's see if she does it.
Lefty with an attitude.
Yeah. Well said.
Thank you.
Oh, there's the hit to her. She sends it out to right field toward Tris.
Oh, she's going to
get Tris
on.
Tris does get the ball. And Babe is kind of standing on the plate, so Sabrina Christopher has to kind of give her a little shoulder, like, hey, come on.
Come on.
Let me in there.
Some room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, guess who's up to bat? Guess who's
all
up
right.
to bat? There he is.
Our
own Frank.
So when we were on vacation in Maui, we got slammed by some ocean waves.
Did you?
And he bruised some ribs.
Really?
So that's why.
Like the waves pitched him over or something?
Us over, yes.
Oh, man.
So he's hurting.
There's a hit from Frank going out to left field. All right. And
go.
Mrs. Sheffel's kind of not sure. Oh. So Mrs. Sheffel actually runs away from the ball so as not to get into an overplayed situation again.
Yes, she
so
did.
George went out there, picked up that ball, and sent it in. But we've got Sabrina Christopher who made it all the way to third. We got Frank on second.
Yeah.
The problem is we got two outs on the board. So all it takes is one out and we got nothing.
Okay.
Now Blue's done well before.
She has done. She's got a
so let's see what she gets. Oh, that was kind of a wood chopping swing there.
Yes, that was.
We're not chopping wood, we're hitting balls here.
That's right. But she might like those high ones. So
all right, here's the pitch to her.
Here we go.
Yep. Okay, swing and strike. Swing and strike.
All right. You have a courtesy. It's a delayed reaction.
There we go. There's a hit. Yeah.
Go,
so she sends it out there to Obi's left into our outfield.
Frank,
George picks it up and throws it in.
Frank, go. He's in. We got two runs.
Sabrina Christopher is home, and Frank
and
is home.
Out.
Okay, but that's okay. We got two homes.
We got two.
We got two in. Bringing the count up to six. Woohoo!
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so let's
do. Yeah, we like it. So she got two ribbies.
See? Yeah.
Two RBIs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now we're switching out the field. Again, the score is still 12 to 6, so we're about halfway.
I thought they had like 16 or something like that.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. 16.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
It is 16. I'm doing Roman numerals here, but I've kind of marked it up a little bit. Look at these cute little kids over there by the bathroom. So the Parks and Recreation Department, they want to get a little kids' play area over there. I think that is essential. Because during all these games, we've got these kids hanging out over there.
Yes.
They need somewhere to play around a little bit.
They do. And Barbara.
I see 16 to 6. No, we're just kind of keeping as much score as we can.
Books being kept. We're honor system.
Yeah.
We're winning.
Injuries happen.
Hey, Jeff, roll the first one up.
Jeff. It must be Jeff.
It's Jeff.
Not Captain Jack.
Not Captain Jack.
It's Captain Jeff.
Captain Jeff.
Just roll it up there.
Can we take him out?
Like bowling.
He must be a bowler. Like bowling, he said.
Hey, bowling!
All right, here we go. We got number six, I think his number is.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
Batter up!
Here we go.
All right.
Ball's in play. Here's our pitch in just a moment. We got Jeff up there, giving him the eyeball. Here's the pitch to him.
Oh,
it's a real low pitch.
Low.
Wow.
All right. Dry your sweaty hands.
He says that's the only one you get.
They're so confident.
He swung for it.
Here we go.
Here's the next pitch.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Our pitcher didn't quite catch that ball from Liz.
I know. That's why I'm laughing.
Blue never lies.
That's right.
Here's the next pitch to our man. Oh, all right. That's all a little bouncing ball that he sends out there toward Frank, but Frank, just goes right past him.
Yep.
Jesse's got the hustle, though. He's going to throw it in towards second. Can Sabrina Christopher catch? Oh, does not catch that ball.
Get it,
so the man runs into third.
Come on.
He's
going to
go. He's going home. He's going home.
Okay, this is just like a diet.
Oof.
A bunch of errors.
So our man number six just rounded the bases.
He it was just a bunch of errors that just got him home.
Yeah. Checo Pond just could not field that ball to where it needed to go.
Nope.
Luckily, they seem to be kind of laughing it off.
Yep.
So, not a whole lot of stress.
I think it was just a fun thing for them to...
We're going to score up to 17-6 with no outs on the board for the Schwabers. By the way, this is a tie-dye up to bat. And number 10 kindly using his hat to actually block the sun out of her eyes. That's sportsmanship right
that
there.
That is very nice.
That's good.
A gentleman there.
I gotta get a picture
of
that.
Yeah, you gotta. That is a good picture.
That's pretty good. I'm gonna use that for the banner photo for this one.
That's a good one.
Oh man. Gotta give a hand to number 10 for holding the hat up. That's good stuff.
Good job.
Holding the hat up there to protect his batter there. That's good.
So you can see it coming in. All right, come on, Captain Jeff.
He might he might be walking her. Let's see. Here's the pitch.
Not on purpose.
That was ball four, and Tie-Dye walks again.
Yes, she does.
Yep.
All right, well, she had a little hustle in her bustle this time.
Yeah, a little in her bustle. And here comes Marine baseball cap coming up again.
Mm-hmm.
He says, just swing for it. That's what he's going to do.
He needs a bigger bat, I think.
He does,
because he swings so fast.
Yeah. He needs something with a little more weight to it.
Yep.
Oof, that pitch goes right into the dirt and just about stops there. We got a big pile of dust in front of our home plate out there. Here's the next pitch. Ooh.
If I was a pitcher, I'd be afraid of him.
Uh-huh. He'd knock your teeth out if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open. So that's two balls on the board, I think. Nothing but pure gravy, our pitcher says. Well, let's see what comes out of the...
With a little pork in it.
Oh, there's a swinging strike there. Again, you hear that bat just go...
Yeah.
You do not want to be in a home invasion scenario with that guy with a baseball bat. He will knock you out of the park. Uh-oh, I'm getting hungry out here.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. It goes to Frank, but it bounces off his mitt. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, Frank. Jesse, again, picking up the Frank slack there, sadly.
Yep.
Again, I like Frank. Don't want to talk this way about him, but boy.
No, I know it.
It bounced off his glove.
Yep. Looks like it's hard for him to pick up there.
We've got Tie-Dye on second, Marine Cap on third, and here comes Triss up to bat. Let's see what she does.
All right, come on.
And Mr. Shuffles up there with the clicky-clacky thingy. The interpreter.
The indicator.
Indicator, thank you.
Indicator, yeah. Interpreter.
Here's the pitch to Triss. But no, she sees that coming in. She saw that was a ball. Good eye on Triss. Excuse me for
okay, Captain Jeff. Come on, Captain Jeff. Get it in there. Give her something to swing at. She goes.
You called him Cap Jack again.
I did.
So that's a called strike as that one bounces off the plate. Let's see what Triss does next.
Okay. Come on.
Here's the pitch.
She got a swing at it?
She does. She swings up there. Oh,
is he going to catch it?
That's a caught ball for the first out
second,
there.
Throw to second. Two outs.
Oh, and Tie-Dye is out. Two outs. Wow. So our pitcher, Jeff, threw the ball over to Sabrina Christopher, who did catch the ball.
Yep. Two outs.
One out. Infield fly rule.
Infield fly rule we're hearing. Okay.
Why is that infield fly? Because she went off second base and then he touched it. That's two outs.
Only two outs for that we're seeing. A little bit of rules discussion here.
I guess.
Sheila and Dane can't weigh in.
Yeah.
One out.
Two.
Okay, so Tie-Dye is not out.
Tie-Dye is not. She should be out.
Because the ball is caught, she left the base. It doesn't
It doesn't matter. She's out.
My first year ever playing softball.
Ooh. There's always a little bit of rules
always.
Discussion.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It wasn't three outs anyway.
Oh, here's the pitch. Okay, so.
So
Bruin Radio Sports fell silent there as our team sets
some discussion. Oh, he's a lefty and a righty, number 10 is.
Oh, he's a switch hitter, I think you
call
that?
Yeah, switch hitter.
Oh.
Yeah. I did not know that. Look at him go.
Oh, that's going to be a foul.
Oh, my gosh. He almost hit George.
Yeah, George had to step back.
George had to step back.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't even realize George was on third. He must have.
Well, I think he's.
Or is he just out there watching?
I think he's just, yeah, helping.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's a switch hitter.
Uh-huh. All right, he sends it out toward Frank, who picks it up off the ground, throws it in to first. Yep. Our man on first just could not pick up that ball off the ground, so he is going to be safe on first.
So they're safe on first and second.
So Marine hat's on second
Marine
there.
Hat's on second.
I think he actually brought his bat with him.
Okay, and number five. This is number five here?
Yes. Called time by the umpire.
Okay. Two down.
Oh, sorry, folks. We should actually be saying
something
here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I know.
Getting a little, absorbed here.
I was totally like...
Got crickets in the background. We're in Radio Sports. We're here we are.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Okay, there's a hit from number five. She sends it out there to Jesse. That's a caught ball for the third out there.
Okay,
so.
So, what inning are we in?
All right, Liz.
Six?
We should be at the bottom of the fifth, I think.
Okay.
By my count, but boy. I think tensions are starting to release a little bit.
Yeah.
We're just out here playing ball. Score is 17-6, so this could be a mercy ending here.
Badger.
Uh-huh. I think it's bottom of the fifth, but I could be wrong. Uh-oh.
What time is it?
It shouldn't be it yet.
It's 8:06. O'clock.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. I think it's time to mercy this thing.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah, they're ending it.
Yeah.
All right, looks like we're ending it with a final score of 17-5 and 6 for Checo Pond.
All right.
Hey, they got some points there.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Good sportsmanship, people. All smiles.
Yeah.
Good fun game.
We will patiently wait.
That was funny.
I liked the atmosphere at the end.
Yeah,
where, you know.
Well, you know, it's a little bit more fun when the other team's getting scoring some points out there.
Yeah,
we saw some good plays, some real strong hits out there. Jeff did some great pitching.
Yes.
All right, Jeff.
Even
good stuff.
Even though we called you Captain Jack.
Well, and don't say we now. I was not in that group.
No,
that was a Sheila only production on calling him Jack there. Yeah.
True. True stuff.
Mm.
But
it's a good game here.
They had good nicknames.
Yes, for sure. All right, folks, we're going to be closing the game here. This was Dane Tittman and
Sheila Mowry.
And this was Bruin Radio Sports on KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. We will see you next time.
Thanks.